which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic! Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Oh, I had something I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What did you get? Didn't you say you got like a weird bill or something after you moved in for like taxes or something?
Tax, yes. Yes.
Okay.
It was, because, you know, your property tax is supposed to be part of your mortgage. And I got a bill for like $3,000. And it was like, oh, yeah, you got to pay this by such and such. You know, you pay like half of it by this date and half of it by the end of this date. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I have it. I don't want to spend, like, I thought that was okay. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to the guy, my loan guy. It was like, hey, you know, I was kind of under the impression that all my property taxes were being paid for in my mortgage. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, don't pay that. That's just for, just keep that for your records. But yeah, you don't have to pay that. So I didn't.
Okay.
I mentioned it to my boss. I was, because he just bought a house. Like he bought a house like a month before I bought the condo. And I was like, hey, I was like, you didn't happen to get like a property tax bill in the mail? And he was like, dude, that thing scared the shit out of me. Because he lives in a really nice town. Like, he lives actually only one town over, but it's a really nice town. And he bought like a nice house and everything. So his was like $8,000 instead of like mine being $3,000. But he's like, dude, I got that in the mail. And I was rip shit. He was like, I thought that I was paying my fucking, you know, property tax. And he's like, I went to my guy and, but he's like, I don't have to pay it. So I was like, oh, good. All right. So you're not the only one.
Okay.
I mean, well, I'm not the only one.
Apparently this crosses states too, because yesterday I come home from work and I was like, oh, what's this thing in the mail? And it's from the city. And I was like, oh, maybe it's like, so we have a trash can for the city that says like Latrobe on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how like trash works around here, but I was like, I don't know if we pay for it, if it's just like comes out of our taxes or whatever.
Right.
So we've been putting trash in there. And then 2 weeks ago, we were just like, oh, it's like, it's trash night. Let's just try putting it out and see what happens. So we did, and then they took it. And I was like, oh, well, I guess, I don't know.
I mean, we'll just keep doing this until they stop.
Well, exactly. So I did it the next time, too. And then I saw the city or town, like, insignia or whatever it's called, on the envelope. And I was like, oh, they caught me already. Like, it took 2 weeks.
And I don't know how they found me, but they did.
Ron Amati.
The Libyans.
So I gave him a trash can filled with used pinball machine parts.
Exactly.
I also threw in some paint cans. I knew I wasn't supposed to do that.
No, you're not. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with those, so I just have them stacking up in the garage right now. I think I'm just going to make like a pyramid or something.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, because you're not supposed to do, like, what else? Like, TVs, you're supposed to, like, go to, like, the special, like, I don't know, like the DPW in the town or something, and, like, have them dispose of it separately. But I think you might even have to like pay. At least in Quincy, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
So I remember like like going there and like get into the parking lot and then just like pushing the TV out the back of the car and just taking off. It's like, there you go. Yeah, you can have it, but I ain't fucking paying you money to get rid of it, you dicks.
Well, that's
and like, what are they gonna do? You know,
I have carpet that has to be thrown out. So what I've done with that a couple times is thrown it in the trunk of my car, and then like real shady at night, when I get off work, I like drive by the dumpster at work and just like pull up, jam on the brakes real quick, hop out, drag giant trash bags into the garbage.
Dude, can. Do you like? Can you imagine it? Like people watching that, what they think's going on?
Oh yeah, just like he's killing a lot of people.
This I think this guy's a serial killer.
We haven't checked any of the bags that he's put in there.
But we're just going to assume.
Yeah, we assume that he's a serial killer.
I mean, hey, why not?
Exactly. And
yeah, he did always seem kind of weird. He said he had a podcast. What a fucking weirdo.
Oh, the fuck that is. He always talked about his friend who lived in Boston. Yeah, and I dated a girl in Canada once.
Yeah. No one ever met him. See, he's not real. Said he has a wife. Bullshit.
I've been doing that, but all of it is in the garage because I have a garage now. So I have all the shit that needs to get like specialty thrown away, like paint cans and two microwaves.
Microwave, same. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that or anything with Freon in it, air conditioners.
And I'm going to have like pretty soon I'll just have like a mountain of batteries in the garage.
Right. So this is like why people like become like fucking hoarders, like of old, like shit like that. And you're like, why do you have a fucking fridge from the 80s? And it's like, oh, it's too... I don't know. Like, I can't throw it away.
Yeah, it's too hard to get rid of.
Yeah, so I kept it. It's like, oh, you know, there's like Freon leaking out of it. It's like your kids are like eating it. Like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Well, that's part of the reason. But then you turn around and you're like, why do you have so many bags of your own poo? Just leave it alone.
Oh, God. Oh, like the lady on Hoarders. The poo bag lady. The poo
bag. So anyway, so I opened up this thing and it was like, you owe like $1,200 or something like that, which I mean, it's not that bad, but still, it was like $400 due by the end of next month, and I was like, wait a minute, what?
Oh, yeah, it's scary. Like, even, you know, it's like, okay, well, yeah, I have it, but like, I wasn't planning on using my money in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I get a lot of stuff, or especially you guys, you have a whole house, like, there's shit you need to use or need to do,
yeah.
But yeah, I know. It's like
scary. Nobody told me this. I was not told about this.
I know.
Honey, were you told about this? I didn't know about it. I assumed you knew about it.
This happened.
So I guess I just don't pay it. I'll confirm with my person and be like, do I just not pay it? Like, what do I do?
Yeah. I would just like take a picture, send an email, and just be like, hey, I got this in the mail. Like, it's just confirming that, like, this is not – I don't have to pay this. Like, it's already taken care of.
Because they basically –
And I'm sure it is.
I think what happened is it literally just got sent back from the old people. Mm. And they just whited out the name and put it through the typewriter and just retyped our names. And they were just like, well, these jackasses are paying this now.
Yep. Assholes. Does the town insignia, Latrobe, does it have Arnold Palmer on it?
No.
Oh. That sucks. Bottle of Rolling Rock? Arnold Palmer drinking a Rolling Rock?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be great.
I honestly couldn't tell you what it is. I don't even know if I have it up here with me. Please, hang on, let me check.
It's probably something stupid.
Yeah, I think it's just like trees.
Yeah.
It's like...
But most town insignias are just something really dumb.
It's black and orange. I know that much.
Ooh. Let's see. Latrobe Town Insignia.
I think it's pronounced Insignia.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have it up here. I suppose I could look on the computer that's in front of me, but...
Yeah, I'm not getting it. Oh, well. I'm really not that...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Not that concerned. Okay.
So one of the the things, and I told you, I briefly mentioned this story. Which day was this that I saw this? Because the thing is, I think it was Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Because I, now, like, my free time is spent trying to do things on the house. Like I said, I was moving a lot of furniture today, driving a truck. With like couches and a love seat like flipped on top of the couch and just bungee cords and rope everywhere, hoping that it stays in place.
Well, it's about time to have a kid. You got the bungee cords. You are now a dad.
Yeah. I got bungee cords in the back of the car, jump kit, air compressor.
Everything's fixable with a bungee cord.
Bungee cord and duct tape. I got this.
You need to move? Here's a bungee cord. You skinned your knee? Here's a bungee cord.
Your girlfriend broke up with you? Here's a bungee cord.
I'm just thinking of the uses for that.
You got your girlfriend pregnant? Here's a bungee cord.
Oh, yeah. That might be more appropriate. Anyway, so.
So a lot of my free time is like planning stuff or getting stuff for the house or moving stuff. Tuesday, it was like, I got to go to Lowe's. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to go to Walmart. I'm just going to do it all on my way home. Got to stop at the liquor store. So I'm doing all this.
No.
And I go to my almost last stop is Walmart. And I pull into Walmart and there's two small SUVs there. And they're parked the way that cops park. Like if they meet in a parking lot. No, if they meet in a parking lot.
Oh, so that they can talk to each other, like so the driver's side windows are meeting up.
Yeah, yeah. One's facing this way, one's facing that way.
That way. Yeah, and this guy's like, "What do you want from me?"
So they're there and they're just like hanging out, and I'm like, this is real, like, this seems real weird. Mm. Something about this interaction just seems strange.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if it's, like, a drug deal. And, like, that's why they're like this. And then I'm sitting in the car, and I think I'm looking something up on my phone or something to figure out what I need or something. And then another car pulls up on the other side of the SUV. One of the SUVs, and it's the one that's facing away from me, but they're facing towards me, and it's a woman driving, a douchebag guy who I'm assuming is probably her husband with his fucking backwards Yankees cap on,
boo,
and then there's like two kids in the back that I can see too. And then I'm like, this is, like, getting real weird. Yeah. But he's like, hey, what's up? And then they do that, like, handoff handshake. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Real, real slick-like.
Yeah, but it was not slick at all.
Of course not.
So the guy in the car that just pulled up takes the money, because that's what it was. And then he hands him, like, a giant, one of those, like, trucker-sized travel coffee mugs.
Okay.
You know the ones I'm talking about that you'd, like, you'll occasionally see?
You get it, like, 7-Eleven or something.
Yeah, and it's, like, 64 ounces or something like that. It's, like, something,
some obscene amount of
drink. Of coffee, and they're just like, keep it hot for hours. Mm-hmm. He, like, hands him one of those. And then they're talking for a minute. The guy in the far SUV, like, gets out and, like, stands between the two of them for a second. And I'm trying not to, like, stare at him because I'm literally, like, just across the aisle from them.
Right.
So, like, they can see me, so I didn't want to, like, necessarily stare. So I was trying to not to use my periph, you know, peripheral vision.
Yeah, the periph.
So I don't know if the two guys that were there originally were just splitting up these drugs.
Mm. Oh yeah, maybe they were. Yeah,
they were going.
Why wouldn't you just do that at home?
They were just going halvesies on it. Okay. But yeah, I was like, why? First of all, why are you doing a drug deal inside of a Walmart parking lot?
Second. What time of day was it?
It was like 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like it was night or anything.
Yeah.
It was like, if I had
cared. Although really you should be doing it in the middle of the day. I mean, there's more people, but that's less conspicuous.
Yeah, and they're like way down at the end, like, so they're isolated. Like,
oh, God.
But then also I'm like, this guy, drug dealer, has his fucking kids in the car and his wife is driving him around, probably because he lost his license.
Right. He probably got a couple DUIs or something.
But I was like, one day these kids are going to like suddenly be talking to somebody and be like, yeah, I remember like my dad had a friend that we used to call Uncle John. And and like, it was real weird. We never really spent a lot of time with Uncle John, but he would like say hi to us through the window of the car, and then my dad would give him his coffee mug that he always forgot at our house. I don't know how he forgot it. Oh my God, my parents are drug dealers.
Exactly. No, and they're going to get halfway through the description. They just go, oh my God, my dad was dealing this guy drugs. Yeah. That coffee mug was full of fucking, I don't know, fucking amphetamines or something.
Because the thing is, the kids weren't that young. Like, they were out of car seats.
Mm.
They were in, like, booster seats. So they were, like, five, six, maybe? Five, six, seven?
Right. So, they're going to start, like, understanding. Like, they're not going to understand a drug deal yet. But, like, give them another, like, 5 years and they're going to be like, this is weird. Like, this isn't normal.
Yeah, and if they're still in the car in 5 years, they're going to be like, something's really up. And then, like, when they're, like, 15, 16, they're going to go, oh, my God, my parents are dealing drugs.
That's weird. Also, really, you think about it, when you're young like that and you're really naive, and obviously these kids know nothing about, like, drug deals. Well, they know more than, like, we probably did about drug deals. But, like, they're at that age where, like, they're going to go to school and, like, the teacher's going to be like, all right, what did everyone do over the weekend? And the kid's going to be like, oh, we went in the parking lot and my dad met up with Uncle John. And, like, the teacher's going to be sitting there being like, what the fuck?
I think he's dealing drugs.
Right. Like, they're going to get – and, like, this is going to happen multiple times. And the parents just – I mean, the teachers are going to be like, oh, my God, what the – you know. And I'm sure when they come in or if they come in for any sort of, like, teacher conference, they're like, yeah, these people are fucked. Although those are the kind of parents that probably don't show up.
Yeah, he's probably not going.
Yeah.
He probably has a court date to forget about.
Yeah, he's all right. I'm sorry, he's already got plans that evening.
Back to school night. I'm trying to stay out of jail that night.
Yeah. Back to jail night. I didn't show up for my hearing. They arrested me at the Walmart.
Yeah. I can't go. It's Back to Jail Night's weekly dance. Enchantment Under the Influence.
Yeah, they have a fucking sock hop. Yeah. Dude, you ever do a sock hop?
No.
I know. I mean, I realize that we didn't grow up in the 60s, so that makes sense that you wouldn't have. But, like, we did them.
Was this in the pillow fort that you were doing sock hops?
No. We did them at when I was in elementary school. We had sock hops. Yeah, it was just like a dance, and like some people took the shoes off. I don't think I did.
Is that the point of a sock hop? To like take your shoes off?
Yeah, everyone takes their shoes off, and you dance, and you do like the electric slide, and it's like a real just like good old like fashion like white people get together and act goofy type thing.
It's all fun except for Johnny Stinkfeet. And he's like, I don't want to take my shoes off.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like Frank Costanza. He refuses to take his shoes off.
So, wait, is the point of it like you take your shoes off, you're in your socks, and you can just like glide better?
Like, I mean, that's what I did. Like, I would just run around like a fucking crazy person with my friends and like slide on my feet, and like I didn't really dance. It was more just about running around and like, I don't know, getting rid of energy. So my parents were probably happy.
And this is what you did last night?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. that's why I slept so late today, was I got all my energy out by running around the gymnasium in my socks.
I went to a gymnasium last night. I took my shoes off. Yada, yada, yada. I slept in real late this morning.
I'm really tired today. Yeah. So, you like to hang out in gymnasiums?
You ever see me without my shoes on?
Yeah, so... It's, they were fun. They were fun.
No, as far as I know, I've never done a sock hop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did a couple. Got a couple sock hops under my belt.
It's good for you.
Couple notches in my belt.
That's good. Next time we accidentally travel back to 1969, we'll be covered.
Yeah, I know. It was a simpler time. It was, from what I remember. Wow. I really forgot about the sock hops until right now. I don't know. Like, that was a thing. Like, I feel like I repressed those memories.
Was this chaperoned
sock hops? Yeah.
Did the...
plenty of adults.
Did the teacher... Was there, like, a cool teacher that took his or her shoes off and was like, I'm just like the rest of you?
And the parents are sitting there like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? I don't trust him with my children.
Oh, wait, were your parents there too?
Well, like, my mom would, like, come, like, I don't know, she'd stay and, like, socialize with some of the other mothers. And then, like, I think she would take off and then come back, like, maybe half hour before it ended, something like that. So, like, she'd go and, like, she'd be there for a few minutes. And then I'd do my thing where I just ran around like a crazy person. And then they served like punch and like the Peggy Lawton cookies and stuff like that in the packages. Yeah, it was great. I remember eating cookies and running around. So, yeah, and just give the kid more sugar so he's going to just be insane.
Yeah. And then yada, 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 he slept in real late the next day.
He slept in the next day. Yeah, it was great. But wow, sock hops.
So these kids are gonna be fucked in the future. But I texted you that, and you said, "Wow, that's just like."
Well, so you said that you were witnessing a drug deal, and like, it wasn't just like it, but I had a weird experience. I was at the Exxon down the street, and
Exxon Mobil.
Because
I think they're merged now. They used to be separate.
Yeah, it is. They used to be separate. I think Exxon's like the parent, but they still use like the Mobil brand too. So yeah, actually, I think it was a Mobil specifically. But it was Tuesday because I was meeting up with a couple guys from Ohio that work for my company. They were coming for a conference.
Yeah.
So I was meeting up with them down at the Seaport in Boston, and we're gonna get food and stuff. But before I left, one of the guys was like, do you mind picking me up a pack of cigarettes? I didn't bring any with me on the plane. So yeah, sure. So I get gas, I go inside, and he wanted Marlboro Ultralights, which I don't know, like, they, if you know, but they, like, you know, you probably do, but they don't, you can't refer to them, or at least the tobacco companies can't refer to them as light or ultralight anymore. It's all like the colors. So it's like Marlboro Gold is light, and Marlboro whatever the fuck color it is ultralight. So I went in and I'm like, I go, can I have Marlboro Ultralights? And the guy goes, he's like, yeah. He goes, what's your birthday? Because, like, they have to punch it in, your birthday in, to, like, verify that you're over 18. And he goes, even though I know you're definitely over 18 because you refer to them as ultralights, and no one, you know, no one that's younger than 18 would know that. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I forgot about that. I go, you know, I was like, I remember when I was a kid and, like, I worked at CVS and I was selling cigarettes, and there was all like the different ultralights and all that shit. He goes, oh yeah, when you were a kid, he goes, that's how I made all my money when I was, what did he say? He goes, that's how I made my money back in the day. Used to buy cigarettes for the 13-year-olds. And I was like, what? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, I would like I would like wait outside the convenience store and I'd buy cigarettes for the kids and then charge them extra money. And he's like telling me this and I'm like,
that's real weird.
I'm like, this is a weird, you're a weird guy. And that's very illegal. I mean, obviously he's telling me, yeah, like it happened in the past, but I just like, I don't know. I just imagine this guy just really creeping on kids and then being like, I'll buy you cigarettes. And I'm like, this is why you are jacking a register at the mobile.
All right, then.
Yeah, I just thought I'd share that. Not a great story, but just, you know, good creep.
That is a real creep. That's how I used to make my money.
Yeah, hanging outside a convenience store that's waiting for kids. I have a question. Okay. Somewhat related to that. Do you find ice cream trucks creepy? Like, not the truck itself, I guess, necessarily, but do you assume that anyone that drives an ice cream truck that's not, like, 18 and, like, doing it during the summer before he goes to college or something, like, if it's, like, a guy that's, like, 30, you assume that dude's a creep?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I made that assertion the other day at work, and all the girls on my team, I don't know if they didn't grow up near me, or like maybe they were like out in nice towns or something like that, but they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, people that drive fucking ice cream trucks are creeps. Like, I assume that unless you're a kid and you're driving it, that you're a fucking pedophile. And they were, like, really, like, against that. They were like, wow, you're just, like, really, like, I don't know, you just think the worst all the time.
Well, here's my thinking. Like, I don't look at somebody that's driving that and say they're a pedophile. I'm just like, that's real weird.
Well, I'm not saying that everyone that drives an ice cream truck is a pedophile, but I'm saying that if you're like 30 or older and you're a dude, you're driving an ice cream truck, I'm probably going to keep my eye on you, especially if I have a kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a weird profession. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Kinda, it just skews me out a little bit.
I don't know if I would really call that a profession either.
Well, yeah, it's like a creepy hobby.
It's a job. It's a creepy job.
It is. It's totally a creepy job. Or I assume that in addition to selling ice cream, they sell drugs too.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Or guns.
I never really thought about that, but I mean, I assume if you're selling drugs, you could be in the gun business too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You think so? You think they're like selling handguns with like the serial numbers filed off?
Definitely.
That would be something. I mean, I kind of want to find out. I don't know. They'll probably think I'm a cop. I'm like, hey, you got any handguns in there? You guys would be like, no, I just molest kids. What are you, some sort of a weirdo?
You got any of those handgun pops?
Yeah. You know, the ice cream that looks like a gun and kills people?
I mean, they don't kill people. I kill people.
I kill.
Handgun pops don't kill people.
I'm wearing the shirt that fucking what's-his-face is wearing in Happy Gilmore. Guns don't kill people. I kill people. Fucking Jaws. I can't think of his real name.
Yeah. He died. But,
yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Was it like three years ago or so?
I thought it was a little bit more recent than that. I just thought it was like a year ago.
Let's see. Let's go to the videotape.
I know he was in Moonraker, so that's how I'm finding this guy.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Richard Kiel.
Yes.
September 10th, 2014. So almost 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years, okay. Yeah, I mean, he was in bad shape. he couldn't like walk, and obviously just the size of his body, like his organs just were like giving out and shit.
Yeah.
But because I mean, even in fucking Happy Gilmore, which I mean, when was that done? Like 95, 96? I mean, he couldn't stand. You could see him. He had like a cane, and like he had to like be propped up by other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that must have been brutal.
He was 74.
Wow. I honestly can't believe he made it that long. Although, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he wasn't, you know, like if he was in Moonraker and shit, like he would be 74, but it's still, it's surprising. Like people that big don't last that long.
Mm-hmm. And Happy Gilmore was, 96.
96? Okay. Very good, very good. Well, as we discussed, we kind of wanted to do a little thing.
Yeah.
You wanna do this?
You wanna do this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, you wanna? Yeah, have you
No, you haven't.
Who's this guy? I love this guy. So we talked about me doing a thing on Snapchat before called Carfessions, where I would get in the car and usually I did it on my way to or from work, and I would just do like a video, like selfie thing, and just confess something embarrassing from my past. And so we thought that we would do something similar called Podfessions, and I don't know. I've got something that I don't think. I don't know if you know the story.
You gave me like a taste of it, and I don't remember this story necessarily.
Okay, so we want to do. I think this is something that not too many people have heard. I know that, and I don't think I've told it on the podcast. You have a confession that you want to make?
Yeah, I mean it's not good. I was trying to think of something like really good, but nothing was coming to mind.
Nothing like embarrassing that you're. I mean, come on, we're all friends here.
I mean nothing. There's that's gotta
like be something weird.
Nothing that's like a really good story.
Okay.
At least I'm sure I will think of something, but just nothing good came to mind when we decided to do this.
Okay.
It's one of those things in retrospect, like the kids will are gonna be like, wait, what? And like look back on it. And I look back on this and I was like, did I really think I was doing anything?
Hmm. Okay. So, all right. I'm intrigued.
So my first, I guess you would say, serious girlfriend in high school. I had her over to the house, and we watched Usual Suspects.
Okay. I was really hoping it was going to be much lamer than that.
No, we watched Usual Suspects, and I. Later on, I realized that was the moment that I should have realized it wasn't going to work, because as soon as the movie was over, she was like, it's okay.
She talked like that?
No, I don't think so, but...
I was going to say from Jersey, but for the not point, California, but...
Okay. For the point of the story, yeah.
She's all right, like, yeah, we'll keep that voice, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I knew he was kind of says it the whole time, and I was like, no, you didn't. She's like, no, I did. I had it figured out the whole time. I was like, well, how'd you know? And she was like, I just did. And later on, I was like, that's so dumb.
Anyway, were you like, you should have been like, you're not bright enough to have figured that out.
Well, she was blonde, too.
Oh, of course.
And you're,
why she got the voice.
Yeah, yeah. And the answer to your other question is, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was one of those high school relationships.
Do what?
It was one of those high school relationships where you never really find out much.
No, it wasn't like that. It was that she didn't want anyone to know the answer.
What? Really? What? So, it just, okay. It was, all right, come on. You gotta. I need more details here.
That didn't happen until later. Okay. But yeah, it was a hardwood flooring situation.
Oh, well, my favorite.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day about it, and he made a joke about like carpets, and somebody else in the group didn't understand it. And then later on, he was like, well, I don't understand why that kid didn't get it. And I was like, I don't know either. I almost said, I just like a little bit of carpet, like an accent rug, like just a little.
An accent rug. Nice.
I just want a little accent rug. No shag carpeting. Doesn't need to be a full room carpet. Just a little accent rug, you know, right by the door or something.
Oh, you mean you don't want wall-to-wall?
Yeah, I don't need wall-to-wall carpeting.
Oh. It doesn't I'm good with the hardwood floor.
It doesn't have to be an area rug. I just like a little, you know, just a little accent rug right by the door there.
Right by the door. I gotcha.
I look down, I go, this is the room I'm going into, and I'm okay with that.
Alright. I like that. I like that.
Anyway, so we watch this movie. And because of the situation of our house, there wasn't like a good makeout spot. Her house was perfect. Her parents had like the refinished basement and everything.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, perfect situation. My parents' house, not so much. So to overcome this, like first we were gonna go like out on the front porch, but then like the kitchen's right there, and I was like, this isn't good. So I told my mom, I was like, hey, there's a lot of bugs out there. So we're just going to go hang out and talk on the back porch because it's like closed in.
Oh, okay.
And I think, I don't remember this for sure. I might have even said like, yeah, but we'll probably just leave the light off because of the bugs or whatever.
So, you walk away and Colleen's just like, God, he is really concerned about these bugs. But what's like, wrong with this kid?
I'm sure.
I can't believe he has a girlfriend.
Last week he wanted to go to a sock cop.
Now he wants to be a fucking exterminator, apparently.
Jesus.
He had high hopes for this idiot.
He's in fucking high school. He's worried about fucking bugs.
Oh my God.
Charlie, he's your problem now. I wash my hands of him.
Yeah.
No, but I, like, in retrospect, I'm like, my mom totally, like, knew what was going on.
I mean, Colleen ain't dumb.
Yeah. But either, like, if I told her the story now, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I definitely know what you were doing. Back then, she might have done the, I'm just not going to think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, he's really concerned about bugs.
Yeah. She like kidded herself into thinking that it was about the bugs.
He's very concerned about the bug situation. His girlfriend must not like bugs.
Yeah.
So.
What a nice young man.
We raised a real gentleman.
Yeah. He's watching out.
Didn't we, Charlie? And my dad's like,
shut up.
No, or my dad's sitting there thinking, does he know how to unhook a bra?
He's like,
I hope he does.
Bet he doesn't. Fucking, I can't even do it now.
Well, that was I don't think it was that. It was that girl. It wasn't that time, though.
Okay.
But I was trying to figure it out or whatever. And then, like, she had to stop and be like, it unhooks in the front. I was like, damn it.
Oh, one of the front ones.
Yeah.
She was ready. Anyways, continue.
No, I mean that was.
Oh, that was the story. That was the bugs. Oh, I thought that there was like another like segment. Like got out there and I don't know.
No, we got out there. We made out a bit, and then her parents came and picked her up.
Oh wow!
But like in retrospect, thinking about it, I'm just like, God, what a fucking idiot I was thinking that like that like old bug story was gonna fool my parents into being like, oh, he's such a good boy. We know he's not doing anything promiscuous back there.
No, of course not.
I probably walked away and she was like, he thinks he's gonna fool us with the fucking bugs thing, and my dad's like, hey, it's not like they can fuck on the back porch. There's like a wicker seat back there and that's it.
Ooh.
Just let him
painful.
Let him go make out and feel her boobs and she'll go home.
God.
If you told me any of those instances happened, I would believe every single one of them. Like, if, like, you actually knew what happened between my parents and they told me, I'd be I can see that happening.
Wow. All right. That was pretty good. I like it.
I mean, inside, I know yours is probably going to be better, but
that's why I went first. So mine's a weird story. In college, there was this restaurant nearby, and it was called Good Days. And it, like, they did, like, this whole, like, they pretended to be, like, it was 1950s themed. But to the point where they even had a cell phone jammer so that you couldn't text or make calls so that, like, you know, to really increase the vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. But the food was awesome.
Or, I was going to say, we have a real theme going on here with Sock Hop and...
I know, Good Days. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Did they call it Good Days because they couldn't call it Happy Days?
I kind of wondered that. Or if they were just like, things were so much better back then.
The good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the food being good. I don't know if it was actually good.
Were you normally drunk when you ate there?
Sometimes, but not usually. Okay. I would say only part of the time.
Okay.
So in the time I'm about to reference, I was not. But we used to get it was steak and cheese like sandwich. It was on like panini bread, basically, and you could like just came with fries and yeah, I guess. But the thing about the sandwich, and this always happened, made you have to shit like right away. Like you'd eat this thing, and the clock started ticking, and you had about a half an hour to find a bathroom. So this is
was it the same for everybody?
Yeah, because we used to go, like, we would end up, like, sitting in a row in the bathroom all shitting after this thing, like, talking. Like, we would run back to the, like, dorm and then have to shit, and, like, we'd all be in the bathroom together.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it probably wasn't healthy, but...
No, there's no way this is healthy.
It was good. So that was not abnormal. But... So one day I went, and it was a Friday, and Chris and Dan had left. They went back to Quincy, and I was the only one left at the dorm. So I went out with another one of our friends. We went to Good Days, and so I got the steak and cheese sandwich. And
why did you get this thing so much?
Because it was so good. So we had that, and then I might even had like a dessert or something. So like...
You were pushing the clock.
Exactly. So, like, I was like, oh, well, I can spend another few minutes here. But that clock was fucking ticking. And I remember riding home and, like, on the car ride home and just being like, oh, my God. I made a mistake. So I get dropped back off by my buddy at my dorm, and I run all the way up the stairs. There's no elevator. I didn't even go to my room because I couldn't. There was no time. I had to get in that bathroom. So I bust into the bathroom, and I get to the stall. I bust open the door, and like, I can feel the shit starting to come out. And I pull down my pants, and I'm, like, spinning around to get my ass over to the toilet. And I just, like, it just comes out. Like, it just shoots out of my ass. And it, like, hits the seat, like, the side of the seat, and then falls onto the floor. And it was, like, this big, like, Cosmo. It was just, like, this weird, oh, man, Cosmo's pissed. Hold on. Sorry. He doesn't like the story, apparently. All right, get out of here. Anyway, so I can see it. I see it, like, hit the seat and then just fall onto the floor. And it was, like, this big, messy, like, concoction of shit. It wasn't solid. There was nothing, like, there's nothing you could do about it. And, oh. And so I was like, oh, fuck. So I immediately, like, waddled my way to another stall, and I finished my poo. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck am I going to do? So,
which day of the week is this? Is this a Friday?
It was a Friday.
Oh, see, boy.
No. Yeah, see, this is the big problem, because they only cleaned the bathrooms during the week. So on the weekends, there was no cleaning ladies. So there was no way I could pick this thing up. Like, it did not have the consistency. It just wasn't going to happen. So I went back to my room, and I was just like, I'm thinking, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? There's a big shit on the floor. And I was like, you know what? I don't know how, like, why this was a viable decision, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a nap. So that was my way of coping. So I take a nap, and I am woken up by banging on the doors out in the hallway. People yelling and screaming. Oh, shit on the floor. There was, like, everyone was, like, out in the hallway. It was, I swear, like, if I didn't know any better, I would say that they were out in front of my door with fucking, like, pitchforks and torches. And and I remember, but no one knew it was me. Like, no one knew, because no one was in the bathroom when it happened. So, like, I was going out, like, later that night, and I was going to take a shower. And so I grab my stuff, and I go out, and everyone is just, like, pacing around the hallway. I go into the bathroom, and it just fucking reeks. And, like, people are in there, like, looking at it and, like, talking about it. And they're like, we got to find out whoever did this. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was fucking terrified. So I go and I take my shower, and I got out of there, and I go back to the room, and I call Dan, and I'm just like, Dan, I was like, you can't believe what fucking happened. And I didn't to let him tell Chris. I was like, you can't tell Chris, because I was like, I thought Chris was going to, like, rat me out or something.
Yeah.
So, so all weekend it sat there, and it just stunk. And, like, the whole – oh, it was brutal. So Monday – Monday morning, the cleaning ladies come in, they have to clean it up. It's still there, of course. And our RA sends us all emails. It's like, we have to have a floor meeting. Someone shit on the floor. Right? So now, she loved us. Like, she loved me, Chris, and Dan. So, we were like, and so Chris didn't know that it was me, and Dan wasn't going to tell him. So she was like, floor meeting, Boba, at such and such time. It was like dinner time. And we had planned to go out and grab food. So Chris, like, went to her and was like, hey, is it all right if we skip the meeting? And she goes, yeah, that's fine. I know it wasn't one of you guys. So I got to get out of it. So we went out. And but I guess, like, they had this meeting, and, like, no, you know, obviously no one admitted it because the person who did it wasn't there. And it wasn't until I think we got charged money too. Actually, like everyone had to get like charged an extra couple bucks for the cleaning of it or something. I don't wow. know, just to punish us.
Because nobody fessed up to it.
Right, right, exactly. So it was like a year or something later, and we were, we were at like some sort of a party, and like the subject came up like of like secrets about each other. And someone was like, oh, you know, like, is there anything – Greg always tells everyone everything about him. Like, is, you know, is there anything that people know, like, don't know or something? And Dan starts laughing. And he was like, can I tell them? And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I totally forgot about it. And he was like, I have to – he's like, come on. It's a year ago. Like, no one cares anymore.
The statute of limitations is up.
It's expired, yeah. So, and he told, and Chris was like, that was fucking you. I couldn't tell anyone. I lived with that secret for at least a year. And then, I mean, not that many people, you know, I didn't tell everyone after that, but like, yeah. So, and this is the first time I'm probably like really like telling, you know, a large number of people.
I hope that. In our listenership somewhere is either somebody that lived on that floor or the RA.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
I know.
She's like, actually, I can't believe I let those people skip.
Oh, no. Actually, she found out, too. I think eventually Chris told her, like, you know, and we're talking like 2 years after the fact. Chris told her, and she was like, I can't fucking believe I let you guys go. And, you know. But, yeah, so...
Hey, you should have been a better RA.
Yeah, right? She used to come and drink with us. I mean, fuck, you know, she was a little lax, so... Well, I mean, thank God. But, yeah, so I shat on a floor once, and I let it sit there all weekend, and I almost was... I felt it was like the first Frankenstein, and like I was the monster, and like the villagers were outside the door, like just waiting to like kill me. But thank God they didn't know it was me.
You're like, ah.
So yeah,
I made it.
That's my pod fashion that I never told on one of the car fashions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So there's a new one.
Someone, you shit on a floor.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't my fault. It was that fucking sandwich at Good Days.
So did you ever go back and eat the sandwich again?
Probably, yeah. I think so.
But you did not have dessert. You were like, dessert's pushing it.
Yeah, no, that pushes it. I mean, I can't be wasting all that time. It's like the clock just starts going.
It's amazing that it's like that accurate.
It was seriously like, and it happened to everyone. Like we would run back and all take shits at the same time because of the sandwich. Like it was pretty unbelievable. But yeah, that's the true story, and I'm not proud of it.
Well, all right then. See, when you were telling the story, though, and you're like, I go into the bathroom, and people are, like, looking at it, and they're like, we gotta figure out who did this. I just imagine, like, somebody put up, like, crime scene tape. And they're like, there's
a shock outline around the turn.
There's no reason for it, but they're all, like, trying to take, like, swabs and DNA samples and shit.
I like legitimately like thought about that. I'm like, is there any way that someone could figure out who this is? Like, does something like that exist where they could find out like this was Greg?
Does it go based on smell?
I don't know. They're like, this is like shit from Dana Cola. Yeah. No, all of that was going through my mind. I'm like, oh my God, what if they trace it back to me?
If they don't get poo samples from me, but they get it from my sister, will they know it's a sibling match?
Yeah, they'll be like, well, there's a you know, one in a million chance that it's not him. It's definitely him. It matches his relative.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's probably him.
Yeah.
And then Chris, like, goes on your computer and is like, why did you search, is there DNA in poo?
I don't know.
You're like, I'm trying to catch that guy.
I'm on your side.
I'm trying to catch the floor pooper.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
What do you think, I'm some sort of an animal?
Don't look at me weird. Look at you weird.
Yep.
Wow. So.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if I ever shit on the floor. No, I don't think so.
That's good. You probably shouldn't.
I don't think I've ever shit in a weird place.
Well, so, I mean, you can always look forward to the future, because as we get older, we're going to start regressing at some point. And we'll start shitting in not good places again.
There was a kid, I think, in like fourth grade who shit his pants.
God, I remember kids like peeing in their pants. I don't think I remember anyone shitting, or maybe I just didn't know about it.
Yeah, it was like a rumor, and they were like, "What's wrong with him?" And they were like, "He shit his pants."
God, I do. I wasn't actually there for this one, but I do remember this story, and it was the hobby store that Chris and Dan and a couple of our other friends worked at, because it was just, I mean, it was a joke. You just sat around and sold models, but it's now closed. It used to be in Quincy Center, but just the fucking weirdos that would come into this place, just out of control. And there was like this one guy, I think they called him Horshack. Or I forget it might have been a different guy, but they had a lot of nicknames for these people. And he came in and he was like, "Can I use your bathroom?" And they're like, no, it's employees only. He's like, okay. And he's just like walking around the store, and then they notice, like, he was like wearing shorts or something, and then they notice shit just starts coming out the bottom of his shorts. It's like running down his legs, and he's just walking around like it's like nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's there like the stink was in there all fucking day. And they were like, if we had known, I mean, we would have just let him use the fucking bathroom. But yeah. So he just shat himself.
Wow. I think we had a kid shit in the library at high school too, actually.
Was that like I'm assuming on purpose? Like,
yeah,
playing a prank.
Yeah, like I think he just dropped trow and just took a shit right in the middle of the encyclopedia section.
I'm sure that kid really amounted to do some great things.
I couldn't even tell you that kid's name.
It sounds like one of those people that would just be like in detention every single day.
Yeah, he was our Bender.
Yeah, exactly. Or for me, Brock Staples.
Brock Staples?
Yeah, there was this kid in high school, and they would announce who had detention over the intercom at the end of every day.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. It was great. So it was really like a shaming thing. But this kid, he had detention every single day, but his name was Brock Staples. And I was like, man, he should. That guy has got to be like a newscaster someday. But I doubt it. I don't know. He probably not if he was getting detention every day.
Hang on. How do you spell Brock, you think?
I think it's B-R-O-C-K.
Brock Staples. Just search Massachusetts. Here he is.
No way.
I'm assuming this is him in Quincy.
No way. I didn't know him. I didn't know where he was from.
I mean, it says he lives in Quincy, so it's gotta be, you would think it's gotta be him, right?
I mean, how many Brock Staples could there be?
literally three came up. Hang on. There's him. There's Brock Thompson.
I have a wedding registry.
There's Brock Thompson, who's a cashier at Staples. And Lisa Staples. And there's a Lisa Staples that goes to Brock University.
No, oh, so, okay.
I think Brock Staples is like Highlander, and there's only one of them.
I've got a Brock Staples. Oh my god, yeah. So Brock Staples, this is his LinkedIn. He went to UMass. He's from Quincy. It's got to be him.
What's he doing now?
He is a senior project manager at Centimark Corp. What I don't even know what that is.
Centimark?
Centimark. C-E-N-T-I Mark. I have no idea what they do. But, no, I mean, maybe he's doing all right for himself.
Is America's number one roof repair and replacement company?
Maybe not.
Well, here's the thing, though, actually. Like they seem pretty big.
Yeah.
They were founded in 1968. Let's see, headquartered in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. With a revenue of $484,000. Let me try that again. $484.7 million.
Okay, I was gonna say if they're in the 400,000s.
That's according to Roofing Contractor magazine, August 2014.
Roofing Contractor magazine. holy shit!
Centimark has over 80 offices and 3,500 associates across North America. They serve all major cities.
Wow. He looks like a tool.
Yeah. Should we just leave all this in?
I don't think it's a big deal.
No, but I mean, he probably had detention every day.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Oh, trust me. He did.
and now he did not become a newscaster, but it looks like he is, we'll say happily married.
Yeah. Or being married soon.
Well, his Facebook has wedding pictures.
Oh, okay. You're on his Facebook.
Yeah.
Nice. No, I mean, I'm on his LinkedIn, so whatever.
Well, yeah, so good for him.
Yeah. Good for you, Brock.
All that detention paid off.
Yeah, who rose from the ashes like a phoenix.
Brock Staples is a good name, though. It sounds like he should be a newscaster or a sportscaster or something, or like
definitely
like a stupid private investigator, like that has their own TV show, or like a not a private investigator, like a bail bondsman, like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh yeah, bail bondsman would be good, something like that, something like that's on the fringe of legality.
Yeah.
And but
something where he has to have a commercial.
He's like, well, no, I can do this because I'm incorporated in Nevada. And you're like, oh, okay. So the rules don't apply.
Yeah, it's got to be something that where it's like Brock Staples.
Like those shitty lawyers, like Bender and Bender or whatever. You get the guy with the cowboy hat on.
Do you have debt and you can't pay your bills? Brock Staples will help you out.
Do you have $50,000 in credit card debt? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Take back what was taken from you, Brock Staples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can trust a name like Brock Staples. I had detention every day senior year.
Yeah. Are you or a loved one in jail right now? I can relate. I was in detention all the time.
Been there.
Uh,
Good for God, I hope he's done every single one of these things. Best part is that I did not know him. I think I was like, I want to say I was a freshman when he was like a senior. So all I remember is just being a freshman and just hearing his name every day. And it always, and it just, I mean.
And it's like, such a name.
Well, that's the thing. If he had just a regular ass name, I never would have remembered it. But because his name was Brock fucking Staples, I would like, I to this day, I always think about that. I don't know.
Oh, man. But,
little trip down memory lane.
That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Padilla.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you or a loved one has shit on the floor after eating a mediocre sandwich, Brock Staples can help and get you the money you deserve.
Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to BYWPodcast@gmail.com.